Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Good News Clubs win equal access in Oakland School District case. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, I think a lot of these schools need to go back to the classroom because they seem that like they just haven't learned yet that you cannot discriminate against Good News Clubs. You cannot bar children from hearing the gospel at these after-school clubs. They just don't learn.
They don't. You know, there's a pre- and post-COVID situation that we've encountered. Between June 11, 2001, when the Good News Club case was decided at the U.S. Supreme Court, and up to COVID, there was a lot of different types of cases involving Good News Clubs having access on the elementary school campuses after school. And they're a program sponsored by Child Evangelism Fellowship, primarily for ages kindergarten through fifth grade. And we won all those cases. They had all different kinds of ways that they tried to discriminate against Good News Clubs. They tried to say that they were Christian. They lost that at the Supreme Court of the United States in 2001. Then they would say, well, they already have all the rooms filled. That didn't work. They had special relationships with certain clubs, different kinds of community partnerships, and you're not part of their partnership. That didn't work. They had certain kinds of discriminations where they'll advertise the other clubs but not Good News Clubs. That fell by the wayside in litigation. Or all the clubs can meet immediately after school that are secular, but you're a Christian club, so you can't meet until like 6 o'clock in the evening, which means nobody's around. All of those attempts have been shot down in the courts, and we've won many, many cases. But then COVID hit. And then now that COVID was lifted and the restrictions were lifted and they brought these clubs back on campus after shutting everyone down, what we've seen is a trend across the country where these school districts or schools in particular allowed the secular clubs to come back on campus but told the Good News Christian clubs, you can't come back on campus. And they've been very blatant, some of them saying it's because you're Christian. So some of them don't even hide their anti-Christian animosity. You would think that they would know better, but I think their opposition to Christianity and to Judeo-Christian values is so much that it blinds their reality, so they can't think straight.
You know, and some of them even allowed these Good News Clubs on campus before COVID, as you mentioned, and then used COVID as an excuse. And now this example, such as Oakland United School District in California, one of their excuses was, we're not in support of evangelism on our campus. Well, that's a
red light
right there. You just buried yourself.
For litigators that litigate in this area, that's red meat.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, okay, you just said the magic words. It's pretty obvious that you have violated their First Amendment rights. And then they come up with other kinds of excuses. Well, you're not part of the community organization-sponsored clubs. Well, what is that? Well, these are clubs that they have specially chosen to have some kind of cooperative relationship with the school district. But you're not part of that, so therefore you can't meet.
And in this instance, there was four different campuses that they were barring the Good News Clubs from meeting on.
So this is Oakland, California. Right there in the San Francisco area. And we filed suit on behalf of Child Evangelism Fellowship, NorCal, Northern California, East Bay, after the school district denied equal access to four different campuses on religious grounds, some pretextual schemes, and even by silence over a two-year period. Liberty Counsel filed a lawsuit. We had our attorneys go to the federal court in Oakland, California, argue the case, and now we just got an injunction. Now, the interesting thing is that Fox News just recently did an article. And by the way, this particular story of our win has gone into a lot of media around the country.
And it's just in time for school to start, so.
Just in time for school. And Fox News did an article regarding our win. And then, amazingly, they got a comment from the representative of the school district. And notwithstanding the fact that we won a preliminary injunction And the judge found that they violated the constitutional rights of Good News Clubs and Child Evangelism Fellowship. The head of the school district said, well, we allow, quote, inclusive, non-discriminatory clubs. Well, that right there is an automatic red flag, because what he is saying is that he doesn't get it. He doesn't understand the result of what just happened, that they lost because they were censoring Christian viewpoints. Obviously, Good News Clubs have a specific requirement. It's open to everybody. Anyone can come as long as they have the parents' permission. No one can come without parental permission. And that's CEF's policy. It's not the school policy. That's CEF's universal policy across the country. You have to have a parent's permission to be able to attend the Good News Clubs. But obviously they're Christian, and they're going to be speaking very specific Christian language. They have Bible studies. They have Bible memorization. They sing Christian songs. They talk about the stories of the Bible. They teach character, and they teach other kinds of good behavior from a Christian perspective. So, you know, when they say inclusive, non-discriminatory, those are buzzwords. What they're essentially saying is that if you're not pro-LGBTQ, then you can't be on campus. And therefore, if you're a Christian organization, you can't be on campus. Well, that's what got them in the trouble. And that's why they lost the preliminary injunction. So you would think that they would guard their language after they have a court order against them. So on the one hand, it's great news. Good News Clubs have been ordered to be able to be on the campuses where they were banned just in time for school to start, which is good news for the children and the parents and the community. But we also may have some additional education that has to happen with their school board attorneys and their school representatives, because they need to understand you can't exclude clubs that they believe are, quote, not inclusive or discriminatory. So every club, frankly, if you really applied that language to any club, no club could exist, because every club has a purpose outside of Christian clubs. They all have a purpose. So, for example, if you had a black student club, are you going to say that they couldn't meet because they don't want a white supremacist to be part of their leadership or part of their activities? No. I mean, they have a specific goal. And obviously, there are certain people that are contrary to that message. Every club has a purpose and therefore makes decisions as to who is going to be in that club. If they had a Jewish club for Jewish students, not a religious club, just for Jewish students, do you think the Jewish club would have to admit somebody who is anti-Semitic that's going to come into the club and disrupt because they're going to spew anti-Semitic comments? No, they would be able to exclude them. So when you use that language, we know that they don't universally apply it, because that would mean no club could exist. What they are using is code words that Christians are not welcome. Well, you know what? The court just ruled against the school district, because the First Amendment welcomes these Christian viewpoints in these public venues.
And it happens every time. And I think they probably need to hold a special constitutional class for these school officials, you know, because that's where it comes from, the Constitution. If you have similar clubs, such as Girls on the Run or the chess clubs, which are happening in these schools, you have to have equal access to the Good News Clubs. You cannot discriminate on one and allow the other.
Yeah, and you know, we've had hundreds and hundreds of cases that we have worked with on behalf of Child Evangelism Fellowship regarding their Good News Clubs. Most of them resolved by demand letter or some other information, but there's some like this, demand letters don't work.
But we've never lost one of the cases.
We've never lost a case.
And so you think they maybe would learn from that?
We had one case that we won part and lost part in the lower court in South Dakota, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. But the school district appealed the part that they lost, and we appealed the part that we lost. And we went to the Court of Appeals, and we won that part and therefore had a universal victory across the board. And basically, that one was the very first case in the country where a school teacher was able to actually, at the end of the day, change hats and become a Good News Club volunteer teacher in the public school. And the school tried to ban that. We ultimately won the right for these students to be able to continue to have the benefit of the school teacher. Because again, it's by parental permission. So mm-hmm. it's not the impressionability of the little kids, it's the parents. The parents can make that decision. Parents know best. And when they make a decision that you can attend the club, that says a lot. This is great news. Actually, it's good news for the Good News Clubs and for students and parents. For more information, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/CEF. That's lc.org/CEF.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.